All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key facts about Pat Benatar, a rock icon who shaped the music industry. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You're about to lock down 7 facts about Pat Benatar. Prepare to power through Pat's profound path in music. Fact number 1. Pat Benatar's professional surname comes from her first marriage. Let's break this down. She married Dennis Benatar early on. After they divorced, she kept the name professionally to maintain momentum and brand recognition as her career took off. From a practical angle, that single choice kept fans, radio, and press aligned on one identity. Test yourself. What surname did Pat Benatar retain from her first marriage? Correct answer, Benatar, memory aid. Benatar's brand began with that name. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 2. She is a 4-time Grammy Award winner for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance, and she won them consecutively from 1981 through 1984. Now listen, that streak signals dominance. Year after year, critics and peers said she was the voice in rock. Think about it this way. Consistency over 4 awards means craft plus staying power. Quick check. How many Grammys has Pat Benatar won for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance? Correct answer. 4. Memory aid. 4 for her vocal roar. Alright, next up. Fact number 3. Her signature song is widely regarded as Hit Me With Your Best Shot. It landed on her 1980 album Crimes of Passion and became a defining anthem. Here's the key point. The hook, the punchy arrangement, and her vocal bite turned it into a career landmark and a concert staple. Quick quiz. What is Pat Benatar's signature song? Correct answer. Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Memory aid. Best shot, top spot. On to the next point. Fact number 4. She was one of the very first artists on MTV. Her video for You Better Run was the 2nd music video ever played on the channel. Alright then, here's where it gets interesting. Early MTV wasn't just music, it was image and narrative, and Benatar seized that moment. Her visibility skyrocketed alongside the new medium. Test time. What was the 2nd music video played on MTV? Correct answer. You Better Run. Memory aid. MTV Run. Benatar's Fun. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 5. Her vocal training included the coloratura technique. In simpler terms, that's classical agility and range, which she channeled into rock power and precision. The big idea is that technique plus emotion equals durability. She could soar, sustain, and cut through roaring guitars. Quick check. What vocal technique did Pat Benatar train in that aided her rock performances? Bajumur. Correct answer. Coloratura. Memory aid. Coloratura ensures her aura. Let's keep it going. Fact number 6. She has been backed by a remarkably consistent band, with Neil Giraldo as her lead guitarist and key collaborator. Let's clarify. Giraldo co-wrote, shaped the sound, and anchored the live energy. Their creative chemistry is a long-running engine behind the hits. Pop quiz. Who has been a consistent collaborator and lead guitarist for Pat Benatar? Correct answer, Neil Giraldo. Memory aid, Giraldo's guitar leads the charge. All right, next up. Fact number 7. She authored a best-selling memoir titled Between a Heart and a Rock Place. Now, let's shift gears. Beyond the stage lights, she details industry battles, feminism, and personal challenges. It's insight into the person behind the powerhouse vocals. Quick test. What is the title of Pat Benatar's best-selling memoir? Correct answer. Between a Heart and a Rock Place. Memory aid. Heart and Rock. Memoir unlocks. All right, quick recap. Let's move right along. Recap number 1. What surname did Pat Benatar retain from her first marriage? Correct answer, Benatar. Recap number 2. How many Grammys did she win for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance? Correct answer, 4. Recap number 3. What's her signature song? Correct answer, hit me with your best shot. Recap number 4. What was the second music video played on MTV? Correct answer, You Better Run. Recap number 5. What vocal technique did she study that boosted her rock performances? Correct answer, coloratura. Recap number 6. Who is her lead guitarist and longtime collaborator? Correct answer, Neil Giraldo. Recap number 7. What's the title of her best-selling memoir? Correct answer, Between a Heart and a Rock Place. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Keep this fresh in your mind.